tells a story. We're going to take a short break now. You're listening to the American Sampler live performance radio on 91.3 WYEP.
Trying to make it a little longer.
Oh, what? Do you have Larry Bergen?
No, I don't.
Do you have the bell artist behind
you? No, I don't. Do you? I've got my variations to Last Rose of Summer.
All right, we will just do an extended Last Rose of Summer, both with variation and the vocal version. I've got my little set of, pieces that I do just with flute alone.
Okay. Then we should talk.
I'm sorry.
We'll do our whole, talk about the concert again and give the dates.
Can we mention your tapes, too?
Tapes.
We're a little short on music. I guess we didn't really think about that.
You can get your garden letters if you'd like.
Okay.
Do you have an extra garden letter? Because I only have one.
Believe me, of all those endearing charms,
I do.
I could probably, I've got this market day.
Okay, you do the market day.
Yeah, I should have brought all my music, Irish music.
Well, we are back in Studio A of WYP with the dear friends. And before we get back to the music, we want to mention that you do have some recorded music available.
We have. We just this year released our third tape. We've done, first of all, the blues and the grays, which is the music of the Civil War. Some of the really most splendid, I think, American music written, stirring pieces, songs of both the North and the South. Then we have our Christmas in the Parlor tape with the favorites, both familiar and less familiar, from the Victorian Christmas program. It includes some little music box selections, which are, really charming. And then just this year, this past season, we have our newest Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts, which is music of Stephen Foster, which of course gives us the perfect opportunity to talk about our name, Dear Friends. Some of your listeners may have heard this before, but for those who haven't, this goes back to our beginnings as an ensemble when we actually first performed together. Jim and Kate and I did Elizabethan and Renaissance music, but we were all involved at some point in the University of Pittsburgh, and Jim and I in American Music Studies, and we came together to do our first Stephen Foster program, and the name of our ensemble at that time didn't really pertain to American music at all. It was Musica Ficta. So we thought, this will be a time that we really need a more desirable name. We remembered that when Stephen Foster died at a very young age, that in his pocket was 38 cents and a scrap of paper on which he had written Dear Friends and Gentle Hearts. Probably a song title. And it seems so appropriate. It conveys the spirit of his music. It said who we were, friends who worked together to make music. And so Dear Friends became our overnight name, and it has stuck and endured, and we continue to think it's the most appropriate name for the whole thing we're trying to convey about Foster and his music and our performance and the way people felt about the music.
Does that scrap of paper survive?
It does indeed. It may be seen at the Stephen Foster Memorial. There's a display room, an exhibit room there where you can see Stephen Foster's piano, his flute, the first editions of his music.
Right, there's a 19th century guitar there. Mm-hmm. So we've performed on some of the authentic instruments. We've played with the flute and the guitar, and our ensemble, the instrumentation, reflects the typical parlor ensemble of the time, flute, guitar, piano, and one or two singers.
And also the story isn't over about Stephen Foster, because last year, a piece of music that is clearly Stephen Foster's and identified as a Stephen Foster piece by Dean Root, the curator at Stephen Foster, mm-hmm. did emerge. It was in someone's attic for 100 years and then came to a curator and came to us.
Yes, it's called Autumn Waltz.
Autumn Waltz.
It was a little piano piece. It was dedicated to a young woman. Stephen, you might wonder what the link is with Stephen Foster and Irish music, but actually it's very, very, I think, typical of Foster's music in that he was, unlike the myth, he was not musically illiterate at all. He was very well trained. But not only that, he had absorbed all these musical strands that are part of American life, Italian music, Irish music. He was familiar with their styles, and it was almost a kind of subliminal thing. I think that the tunes, the melodies that he came up with were an American transposition of them, as you might say, so that they are uniquely and distinctly American, and yet they are very much a part of our roots and our heritage. And Gentle Annie, for example, is a piece that has this haunting Irish melodic flavor to it.
It's interesting, too, that Stephen Foster, as a native Pittsburgher, should pick up all those strands, mm-hmm. because this city truly, in the mid-19th century, was a melting pot
with truly was.
Irish communities and Polish communities. And so he picked up those flavors, as you say. Gentle Annie, I've heard note for note on an Irish harp album. So the melody seems to have come intact from Ireland, and then he put the words to it. I'd be interested to know more about that, but I believe it's...
Actually, I think it's the other way around.
Is it the other way around?
Yes, I think it went back. It came the other way.
I see,
so that
you
have the Irish picking up on and what you might say an American version, and they truly must have recognized this Irish dimension.
Yeah.
Too.
We have to remember that he was known throughout the world at that time. His music sold very well in Germany and England, and there were... editions that were available in those countries as well.
And now it's a great favorite in the Orient. We have Japanese scholars mm-hmm. coming to the Foster.
Right.
And we should tell Bruce, we've been on Japanese television in the last year. They came over to find four or five representatives of American music, and they mm-hmm. found us mm-hmm. and recorded a concert and then put us on Japanese television.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently they're big fans.
I always remember our very first concert in the Stephen Foster Memorial, which was about 1982 or so, a large number of Chinese.
I'd forgotten.
In the
Chinese
audience.
Delegation or something.
Right. That talking to them afterwards, that Stephen Foster's music was very popular in China. To most people, when we think of Stephen Foster, you think just of Camptown Races and Oh Susanna, but as we've discovered, there's this huge number of... Gene, do you remember exactly how many pieces there are? Over 250 or close to 300 pieces of music?
And the definitive edition of Foster's music is being published by the Smithsonian this summer. So anybody who has $97...
Oh, my!
Yes, it's the scholarly edition. Well, let's let our listeners hear a little Foster so they can hear for themselves this Irish lilt in Gentle Annie.